The Corey and Joel Radio Show. Busting balls and making friends since 2005.
We are going to have open sexual intercourse on every street corner of America.
Yeah, baby, we're back with ya. Corey and Joel with you.
You feel me?
I feel you. It makes me wonder. You feel me?
Now let's do a lot of sex stuff.
Stop feeling me. That's like a little Mickey Avalon for you. We played Mickey once before.
2K7 gonna be for real, dog.
Played Mickey a few months ago on the show. From the album proper, Mickey Avalon.
Yeah.
We are being recorded not only by my computer, which failed me. My computer had nothing to say, by the way. I should have gotten the
reaction.
After destroying show 101,
we
should have an apology. Well, maybe he's got a week to work on that. This is show 102. Welcome back in. He has a great line in here. He talks about how he's a hustler.
Right.
Anyway, Mickey Avalon.
Because you know how it is for a pen, you know.
It's hard to be a gay hustler who's trying to make it in rap.
Yeah.
See, Sampler X needs that. I'm trying to kill that.
That's all right. My mashbuka on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Harry Barbarian should be doing that, and then he'd have some cred.
It's hard out there on the streets. You get faded by a Shagetz, and you don't even know what to do. And you say, Oy vej mir.
All right.
But yeah, I know he got a raw, he got a strong schmeckle. I know he throw a schmeckle. He shtup a bitch hard.
Mickey Avalon? Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, bringing Yiddish slang into the ghetto. The
he used the kosher salami in his line. So that's why. All right, we're back here at Show 102, and thanks for coming joining us again for the year 2007. Last week was a complete clusterfuck.
Yeah, well.
I already sort of apologized on that, and I'm not going to keep it brief, but... once again, I screwed up. It was our big death pool.
Dildo.
I know. So I screwed up, and I made amends by doing the fan draft death pool.
And we didn't mess that up,
did we? We didn't really mess that up. No, in fact, that went very well.
We had a couple of controversies.
A little bit of controversy.
You guys all clamored and said, we want to play, too.
Yeah, we can't wait to play. Hey. Come on, you got to let us play.
We only have so many mics.
Yeah.
I can't be. People live in other states and they want to play.
People live north of the Arctic Circle and in Europe.
You know, I'm getting threats that I'm not going to get any Tookie if I don't put somebody on the list. You know?
Really? Why would Nigel send you that email?
I know.
Say that.
I know. Nigel, withholding affection.
All right.
So everybody's like, oh, I want to be on the death pool. Ooh.
And then you ask them to make up a list and they can't fucking do it.
And then we had people drop out. And then it was
we had people drop out of the live show. We had people drop out of this. And,
you know, people wanted to do it, but they were in the Adirondack chasing caribou or whatever. Oh, what the hell.
Anyway, 9 people ultimately played the death pool.
And if you didn't get in, it's your fault.
It's your fault. Fuck you. Wait another year. You'll get in then. Or start your own shit. Start your own show, do your own death pool, because...
I'm looking at you, Squall the Wop.
Squall the Wop did not play, although he never said he was.
I'm looking at our super fans, the ones who...
Squall played fantasy football, he played it well.
Yeah.
But not this. This he wanted no part
it's
of.
It's all right.
Some people have a moral objection to death pools.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
You're good with you.
I understand. But we had 9 people on
I have
on
a moral
the...
objection to the Jews that run Hollywood, but that's just me.
Wow. Anyway, speaking of that, we had...
Do I have Queensryche in the new computer? I don't know.
I'll have to give that to you. Corey has a new computer, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Of course, my old computer failed us last week. Ironically, Corey.
You know, your computer didn't talk, and my computer's never said anything. Maybe the new computer's going to have to talk, too.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe the old computer and the new computer can talk to each other. But we had 9 people play, all just in no particular order. They were Sparksy from the forum. They were our friend Jermaine, who was a comedian / housewife.
That was kind of a surprise. I didn't expect a list
from her. I did a MySpace bulletin, and she got that. Of course, yeah. Niels, the great Niels, our super fan.
Oh, yeah, Niels sent in the list.
Niels list in
It was interesting. He got his list from Dachau, and then we told him that wasn't the kind of list we were looking for.
Niels had a good list. Jim, our super fan from D.C., who's been with us forever, who we love, who contributed very generously to the lunch fund. Thank you for that again. Last year's, an actual player from last year's draft, Nigel Rosenblum.
Yes, sir.
Who no longer resides in the area.
I distinctly heard it. He muttered under his breath, Jew.
Nigel Rosenblum played. Corey's girlfriend, Amy.
I think bald men are sexy.
There she is. And she contributed in the list. Mm. Joseph Zhu, our super fan and top anti-Semite from the message board. Of course, nothing defines super fan like Cam from Yellowknife.
That's right.
And Cam is in, as is Scuba Steve, who did very poorly in fantasy football and will be continuing that streak in the death pool, apparently, from looking at his list.
I think his list has a couple sleepers on it.
Can I have just a half of the one? You take one, and I'll take one of these. Because we had nine people play, so we have sort of...
I'm sorry, can you reach that?
No, I got that. So now, who do you think is good on this? The fan.
Who do
Deadpool?
I like on the list? I think.
So, by the way, this full list will be up on Corey and Joel Radio's forum. So go get that.
Right, we have a consensus number one. Niels.
Niels has a great list. It certainly gets it's better at the top than it is at the bottom. But again, that's indicative that he gave a good list. He got Ariel Sharon in round one, and he got Castro in round two. That's a powerhouse. And he also has guys like B.B. King, Charlton Heston, Andy Griffith, Osama bin Laden.
Let me get a copy of our list so I can compare
Our list? It's actually right up there.
I've got one.
Oh, you got one? Okay, it's up on the bulletin board as well. Niels had a great list. Jim from D.C. had a great list. He got Betty Ford in the first round. He also got Evel Knievel, Muhammad Ali, Stephen Hawking, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and Kirk Douglas, amongst others.
A lot of people got taken from our list.
Yeah, most people just took the short list, but that's okay because our lists are as good lists as anybody. I love the way I want video of you fumbling through that fucking case.
There it is.
The list, there it is. Okay. So our list kind of got poached.
New computer, new case.
He has a case with 8,000 pockets. He can't find a fucking list. You got it now?
Yeah.
All right.
But I kept, when we were doing this.
I told people send in 30 names. Mm. Nigel Rosenblum only sent in 20, so he got hosed.
He was trying to save on his IRS bill.
I don't know. He only got 12 names, ultimately. Everyone got 16 names. We were trying to give people 20, but people started running out of names, so we went with 16. And
I think we should have filled his in with random people who weren't gonna, Dakota Fanning and people that weren't going to die. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Although Dakota Fanning dies and he wins the whole thing.
Sure, Amy's, your girlfriend Amy's number one pick was Dan Fogelberg, who I guess is sick or something.
I think she's got a sleeper there if that, goes. She was all impressed with herself.
Her list is okay. She has some old actors like Ernest Borgnine.
You're in so much trouble.
No, that's what she's talking trash about.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, she got 50 Cent, but I think the hip-hop wars are over.
I don't think that's a problem, really.
Jermaine, who was the number one, we randomly chose who went number one, and Jermaine got it. But her number one pick was Josh Blue, the guy with CP who won last Comic Standing. Now, certainly the guy's sick, but he certainly doesn't seem like he's ready to die. Nor does most of her list, including Rosie O'Donnell, Donald Trump, John McCain, George Carlin, Queen Elizabeth, and Carrot Top. So, I don't know, very wacky list.
Not a great list.
Wacky list.
I like Scuba Steve's list. He's got Harry Morgan from MASH.
Sure.
Roger and Dragnet before
Didn't
that.
Scuba Steve, isn't he all TV pretty much?
Pretty much,
He's all pop culture.
Well, he's got Roger Moore from the James Bond movies. Tom Bosley, Father Dowling.
Okay.
And Mr. C from
Mr.
Happy
C
Days.
From Happy Days.
One of my top picks, Farrah Fawcett. Dick Dawson, who
Richard Dawson from
was
Family
not,
Feud.
I had him last year and I let him go.
Nobody's seen him in forever, so.
What a mistake that was. Guy's a drunk.
Well, you know what? He's very vain, and I think he just doesn't go on TV because he's all old and wrinkly.
He looks like shit.
Yeah. He was very impressed with, his British suntan.
How that guy, he had. That guy, you ever watched The Family Feud?
Yeah.
He kisses every broad.
That is the
and
best.
It's like, it doesn't matter.
He kisses broad square on the lips with her husband standing next to him. Doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, slips tongue on some of these broads, and the hot ones, he gets this little step.
Oh, yeah.
A little ooh.
Right.
The little finger goes twitching. And then he moves in for the. And then he'll kiss the ugly ones, too.
He kisses them right square out of the fucking mouth.
He'll kiss broads that would stop a clock. And he would go in there, and they're all wearing their Sears polyester suits because it's 1977.
Yeah.
And just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You never see that.
He's a pimp, man.
Howie Mandel won't even touch a guy.
No, he's got bizarre.
He's got a
OCD and stuff.
Got to walk around in a spacesuit.
Yeah,
because he's afraid of germs. But Dick
who
Dawson,
else is good on that part that you have?
On let's see, a lot of my names like Joey Bishop and Walter Cronkite taken. Who did I like? Who stuck out to me? There were a couple I went ooh when they got announced.
Give us a name. Come on.
I'm looking for a good one. Joseph Zhu, we had to complain. We had some issues.
Yeah, we had to disqualify some of his guys because they were a little too obscure. And
we gave him Don Van Vliet, who is Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, we gave him that because we would hear about that because we're kind of music dorks.
Yeah, I gave him that, and that's not a bad one.
But he had. Here's who we disqualified. We disqualified author Robert Jordan, who apparently has written a well-known series of fantasy books.
Yeah.
But they're not old books. They're recent books. I don't really think it's going to make the news when he dies, sadly.
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah, fantasy
you
stuff.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly
he wrote,
fags.
Like, the Dragon Wind series or some bullshit like
the
that.
Wheel of Time, Joel.
The Wheel of Time.
Get it right.
I'm sorry. Sorry, dork.
Yeah.
And he also had Michael Brecker, who's a jazz saxophonist. He won a bunch of Emmys or something, or what did he win?
Yeah.
Grammys. But it's all for, like, smooth jazz, and he's never had, like, a hit. He's never had a top-selling record. He isn't very sick, apparently. He's having, like, a stem or a bone marrow transplant. But we decided he wasn't famous enough. We did give him Jim Otto from the Oakland Raiders because he is in the Football Hall of Fame. So, and that'll be on SportsCenter if he does.
Let's see some sleepers. Gene Wilder, nobody had on our list.
Yeah, people that nobody took. Jim from D.C. took a lot of homos, it seems like. He took Andy Dick, Greg Louganis, and Scott Hamilton.
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah, he went for homos.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Magic Johnson, can I just say, who's on Cam's list, I think they've cured the AIDS.
They cured whatever the fuck he had.
I mean, he said he had AIDS one time in 1990,
what,
and you've never heard again.
Never fucking.
Because he has the cocktails, the AZT.
You know, your girlfriend, her last three names are all holy men.
Yeah.
She has Gordon Hinckley, who's the king of the Mormons or whatever.
Sure.
She has Sun Young Myung Moon, the Moony guy, and Oral Roberts as her final three picks. So
well, maybe God will take them back.
God can't love all three of them equally. So.
No, one of them's wrong, too.
One of them's completely in the wrong. You're
Yeah, they're weird churches.
And, you know, Jermaine's stupid list. God, I hate that. Ozzy Osbourne, Bob Seger.
I'm a little jealous of Andy Williams, who's on Sparksy's list.
Yes, who knew Andy Williams was still alive?
Andy Williams used to have these horrible Christmas specials.
He did good, and Nigel has Ted Lindsay, who's an old hockey player no one's heard of.
You know, nobody has Gordie Howe.
No, Gordie. Well, Gordie's tough as nails. That guy,
guy's made out of shoe leather.
Yeah,
he really
not
is.
Dying. And Nigel has some good people before his list trails off. He's got Tammy Faye Baker, Lady Bird Johnson, Dick Clark, Margaret Thatcher, Walter Cronkite. So he's got some good
but
names.
But you know what he doesn't have on his list?
Who's that?
The oldest living munchkin. Clarence Swanson. Like Mike
Lundy. You
know, Lundy.
In the heat of the moment, I gave Lundy some guys that I probably wouldn't have
we
later.
We really caved.
No one chose Barbaro, I don't think. Did we not let anyone choose the horse?
I'm surprised no one from What's Happening Now was on his list.
Well, Shirley Hempel's done, and what's Mama?
Rerun's done.
Rerun's dead? What about Mama?
I think
is Mama
Mama's
still
in
alive?
The grave.
Mama's dead, too?
So really, Raj and Dwayne.
Raj, Dwayne, and
D.
They're still alive.
I'm going to tell Mama.
But they were the skinny ones. There were three fat people, and they're all dead.
And the three fat people,
but that should, you know, we got to think about that as we get older.
How about the grandfather on The Cosby Show? Did he die?
There were two grandfathers on The Cosby Show.
All right, Cliff's dad.
Cliff's dad, I don't know. I don't know where that guy is. Yeah.
That's something you'd think.
Wait, fan death right. pool.
Enough of that, because I know some people don't actually like the Deadpool.
Well, you guys can go get the whole fan list, and I'll put that up with the appropriate numbers of who's worth what.
And those who don't like the Deadpool.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you hard in the ass.
No, I'm sorry. That's not.
No.
We want more listeners.
We want people to contribute when we have opportunities for listeners to contribute, like fantasy football. It's always like people want to, you know, be part of the show.
Well,
remember the winner of the fan death pool, though. I put that out there even without you asking
gets
you.
Gets to sit in on next year.
They get to sit in next year.
All right, well.
So, you know, if it's, you know, if Joseph Zhu wins, he'll come in from Lansing. And
well, strip down and get relaxed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is there anybody we really want?
I don't want these freaks in the house. Personally.
Well, your girlfriend will get an opportunity to come back, and what if she's not your girlfriend anymore?
That's why she wasn't on the regular
show. So the fan death pool, we can just sort of... It's secondary to our death pool. It's secondary.
What, did you forget you have a girlfriend, Corey?
Yeah, I never can forget.
That's why Kim is no longer part of the show. And
yeah.
If she had written a fan one, she would have been in it.
You know what, Joel?
It wouldn't have been... Yeah.
A wise man once told me
what
something
did he
about
say?
This. And this is why you and I can't... You and I can't break up because
well,
the show's
over.
Well,
you and I argue, but it never becomes a thing where I'm never going to talk to you again.
And there's a,
that's because with women it's different.
There's a rule for men, and I think we should adhere to it.
Okay.
And it goes like
bros before hoes.
Oh, bros.
Why? Because your bros are always there for you. They have got your back after your hoe rips your heart out for no good reason.
So true.
Uh-huh.
And you were nothing but great to your hoe.
Exactly.
And you told her that she was the only hoe for you, mm-hmm. and that she was better than all the other hoes in the world. And then... then suddenly she's not your hoe no mo.
That's right.
Mo.
And it's very sad, and I feel for...
it's heartbreaking.
I feel for him and his hoe.
Oh.
It shit happens. It's going to happen. You know, it'll happen to you. And
keep your chin up, Michael. There's more bitches in Scranton.
Anyway, that's...
love that Office.
That's from The Office, yeah. If you didn't get that, you should be watching. That was from the Christmas one, which was directed by Harold Ramis.
Terrific episode.
And it was actually really good. It was an hour long. And you know what? They could all be an hour long, and it would be good.
They could make
it. I don't think that being a half an hour helps that show. I think they could, you know, I don't know.
That's, well, it, you know.
I mean, whatever. It's
it works
funny.
As a half
it's
hour.
It works
yeah.
as a half hour, but it wouldn't. It doesn't need to be.
It could be an hour.
It could be an hour, and it would be just as funny.
That show's gotten better. It's actually getting better this season.
I think, actually, that one was better than anything I saw in the British one.
Yeah.
And that's high praise, although it's a different... I think there's a different sensibility to the American Office. It's slightly different.
Yeah.
The boss is slightly different, and, you know.
It offends women.
Oh, yeah.
And our moms.
Now, a rebuttal from the British.
It's sexist, and I hate that.
So do
it's
I.
It's a long
time. But I've said it,
that's
haven't
a long
I?
Clip.
Well, we both said it. We've had meetings where we
yeah,
both said
but,
it.
Yeah, but, you know, I really hate it.
Yeah, well, I've always said it.
The point is this, yeah? We've got access to the internet, yeah? But it is not censored. Is that a good or bad thing?
Bad.
Well, it's not for us to say. No. All I know is I can type in sex.
It's a long clip,
this
but
is
it's worth it.
Yeah. Just click on one at random. Dutch girls must be punished for having big boobs. Now, you do not punish someone, Dutch or otherwise, for having big boobs.
If anything, they should be rewarded.
So
they
true.
Should be equal.
Women are equal.
I've always said that, so...
Well, do I have to pull just Dutch girls with big boobs?
Yeah.
Rick, need discipline.
We
that
can
is
get
a
to
good
that
line.
Right in the middle.
Well, see, here's the thing. The British Office, the jokes, he's doing that thing where he's not being funny, and he's very dry.
Yeah.
And that, it builds to the actual punchline, and they take longer to get to in the British show.
Yeah.
That's why I think the American show has a little bit of a quicker pace.
Well, if one, Steve Carell is funny.
Right.
He's just more naturally kind
sure.
of funny.
Yeah.
They're both great. I'm not.
But you know what?
Never,
and also, the American one has the Simpsons touch because Greg Daniels,
yeah, well, they
who's
get
King
the
of the
talent.
Hill in,
yeah.
in
Paul,
Simpsons.
Paul Feig directs a lot of those who did Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, so there's
they get good directors. And
yeah,
stuff,
they've used some good yeah. talent from other shows to
good
just
writers.
Add to it. So it's a great show.
It's a good show.
It's all the right. best show, and I'm only watching it because Survivor's not on Thursdays.
Well, there you go.
You know, Survivor's
but
off
I've,
till February. So.
I've been into the that since the first season. Love it. So.
I've seen here and miss, but I had the Christmas one on my TiVo, and
yeah.
I was sitting around the other night bored, and I go, you know, this is probably pretty good. It's Harold Ramis. It's The
yeah.
Office. And then I got that clip. It was terrific. So.
All right.
I like that.
We
the,
like
office.
The Office.
Here we go. What all have right. we done? We're 20 minutes in. We've said nothing. Anyway.
Absolutely.
No, we've
asshole.
Said some shit.
Do you
want to
get into this this miserable, speaking of television?
What's that?
The miserable show, The View.
Yeah, well, we can get into it, but it's a lot of, if people don't know the backstory, there's a lot of backstory.
As Amy
here.
Will tell you, the obsession of my life right now is HD and what's on in HD.
Oh, yeah, and The View is on in HD.
And The View is on in HD. And so there's such a paucity of good stuff on American television in HD. Right? Okay,
yeah.
HBO has an HD channel. Awesome.
Yeah.
They were showing Rome, and I never watched
yeah,
Rome.
Yeah, they got
before,
all of their original stuff.
But in HD, Rome looked amazing.
Yeah.
Movies on HBO look great. And then there's like a couple HD specific channels. I'll get into those in a minute.
Okay.
But
now this is for anyone who hated my HD ranting and raving from about a year ago when
now,
I got
now
my
I've
set.
Got an HD.
Now Corey's going to take off and I'm going to sit here and bust his chops.
Well,
but
Joel came over and we played with the thing like it was a new pussy. It was like we were trying to, you know, was flicking the clit on it and trying to stimulate that. What? Oh. What?
Actually, it was more of an old pussy. We were trying to get it to.
Yeah.
To
what's this button do? Oh. Yeah, we should have seen the door.
Yeah, Corey bought a new TV, so I went over and I helped him set it up and get
and
it
looks
looking,
good now. We
get it looking good. We've
but so The View is on an HD.
Yeah,
and then I end up watching the damn thing when I'm home
because if you have a choice between watching The View in something that's a little better but not in HD, you choose the HD show.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not always home at that time, right. but sometimes I am at 11 if I'm not there's a screening not at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for me it's like I may or may not be awake at that time. That's
I get up a little earlier than you.
That's just my lifestyle, yes.
It's been killing me lately. I've been staying up late. Anyway, I had to go interview an artist at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because the guy didn't wake up till 3 in the afternoon. And he's like, yeah, you can come to my studio.
Does he know he's missing the view?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I get caught up in watching this Rosie O'Donnell Trump thing.
Yeah, they're in a feud. Should I recap it and then you can
go? Yeah, go ahead.
The recap is basically the thing with Miss... We were off. This happened over the holidays. The thing with Miss America or Miss USA, I think it was.
Yeah.
They wanted to take her title because she was out drinking. She's underage. She had been making. Apparently, she made out with Miss Teen USA, which sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to take her crown, and Donald Trump said no, she can keep her crown. And but they did a press conference where they kind of embarrassed her. Rosie O'Donnell went on TV and said that Donald Trump was a skunk for like playing that up. And then Donald Trump said Rosie was a fat pig and all kinds of mean shit about Rosie, and she was a loser, and she was getting her show got canceled and it sucked. And then Donald Trump, so he did that, and then apparently he talked to Barbara Walters, and Trump claims that Barbara Walters said that, yeah, I hate Rosie too, and I'm going to fire her.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Barbara Walters has come out and said that none of that is true and that Donald Trump is an asshole. So anyway, that's where we're at. Go ahead.
Do I have the Rosie clips? I was just looking at it.
The Rosie clips from, oh, the retard?
Pork fuck, porker.
Well, that's kind of what Donald said about her. Yeah. He called her a loser and ugly and a fat pig. And
he was right.
And he's completely right about that, but actually I don't side with Donald in this.
But now I have to watch the Fakakta View every day.
Because it's an HD.
Because I got to see what she's going to say.
You can look at Elizabeth in HD. She's kind of hot.
Yeah, gosh, I hate her so much.
I know. I wish she wasn't a fucking idiot because I would be more into her.
She's the biggest nitwit.
Because she's hot, she's good looking and you want to be into her, and then she's an idiot.
And then she opens her mouth and like she's got the toxic combination of like being stupid and Christian. You know, like
she's Republican.
Yeah, she's this real conservative who's haughty and like I wouldn't take my clothes off.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know anything either. It's just brutal. It's like every word out of her
sucks.
Mouth. Like,
she sucks.
You're a complete nitwit. Debbie Matenopoulos back on the guy.
Yeah, she would have been a good thing.
Oh,
well, that chink, and she was smart enough to know to leave.
Yeah. Oh,
like she was like so bright. She's like, I got to get out of here.
No, she was like, I'm going to go watch panda bears fuck.
Yeah, she's on National Geographic Explorer.
Yeah,
now.
She's crawling around caves somewhere, getting covered in mud.
She's making like $45K a year.
It's better than listening to Joy Behar's Yenta ass yap it up.
See, I don't mind Joy Behar, but on that show, it's no good. But
you and my dad love the show.
I don't like the show. I don't really watch the show.
But I've been watching the goddamn thing.
It's been all over the blogs and stuff. That's how I'm
You know what? They did exactly what... Putting Rosie O'Donnell in there did exactly what they wanted it to do.
Yeah.
Caused controversy.
Absolutely.
And make people go...
Gave people a reason to watch.
What will that big fat dyke say now?
Well, the big fat obnoxious role was filled by even more so by Star Jones before.
I know, but Star was just crazy.
Right.
Rosie will go on and make specific... like attacks or political statements and stuff, and like then you go, what's she gonna say now?
Yeah,
and I hate it. It's anyway, but so Trump was on. He's been on everything else now.
Yeah,
counterattacking, and he was on Conan O'Brien last night.
What did he say on there?
And he was on HD, and I couldn't adjust the color. I thought my TV had broken. He was the sickest orange you've ever seen.
So he's orange, and then what color is the hair?
The whole hair is like. Goldenrod.
It's an unnatural hair. Not only is the hair unnatural, the hair color is unnatural.
It's like gold with shades of pink.
Yeah.
It's like the unnatural color, and in HD, it really, really looks bad.
Conan is a very nice-looking show in HD.
Yeah.
But you got to look at Conan, but yeah.
Conan's very pale.
But when he has a hot chick on, it's great, because so is Leno for that, and Letterman. Those all look good.
Right. You got to turn the brightness down on Conan.
Yeah. Well, Conan, I have to say, if Conan looks decent on there, I stood next to Conan live, because I've been to the show, and he looks like shit with that studio makeup on when you just see him live. So whatever they're doing to him helps on TV.
Oh, I'm telling you, Conan next to Trump, it was like me next to Meadowlark Lemon. It was like the color difference. Was just huge.
You don't think he hangs out in Florida?
No, it was like Heidi Klum and Seal. It was he's got this unnatural gold color, and then he called Rosie a fat twat again. And,
I think he should drop all that. You know what? Because old women who are gonna have to watch. First of all, his show is not doing well.
No.
Rosie is right about that. It's on Sunday nights at 10.
Yeah,
and for a reality show, that's got to be death. Because no kids can watch it. Not that that's a kid show anyway, The Apprentice. But 10 o'clock is just too late. It's like nobody.
Sunday's not a bad night, but 10's.
At Sunday night, you should have like a drama on, so it would be people that are like more discerning would be watching at 10.
That's a good. What's that show where Joel from Northern Exposure sold Numbers?
Numbers.
Jews solving crimes.
That's on like Friday night, and that's for old people.
That's for old people.
That's like old people CSI, yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah, it's a two Jews solving crimes.
It's three Jews.
Oh, Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch, and then
how come Judd Hirsch isn't on the Deadpool?
He's not that old, is he?
I don't know.
Who's the kid on that? He's a good actor too.
Blanking because it's for old people.
Yeah,
never
it's an old people, but he's a good actor, whatever that is. But anyway,
yeah.
So I think Trump should drop all that because it's old people who need to be watching his show.
I think he had to drop.
And old people love The View. Old ladies love The View.
Drop that fake baked tan crap.
Well, whatever. He's a guy's a billionaire and he's full of himself and he doesn't. You know, I guess he just doesn't give a fuck what people say about him.
No, David Krumholtz.
David Krumholtz is the guy's name. Yes,
thank
good
you.
Actor. All right. He's in a great movie. Now you're gonna laugh at me. You probably think this is actually good too. But if you want a good movie to rent, especially if you got a girlfriend, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Wow.
Good movie. Good movie. With Julia Stiles and... you know who's great in that? Is Larry Miller is in that. He's the dad.
Was it hard?
Yeah. You know, it's a great movie.
Was it hard when you were watching Julia Stiles as a young woman?
And the other chick who's the other sister, they're like rival sisters. It's like based on some... I don't know if it's based on As You Like It. It's based on some...
Isn't that terrible when they take some
Shakespeare? Yeah, it's one
and
of those
you don't
teen...
recognize the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, this is from like 97
or 98. You feel like an idiot though
when
they do that and you go.
No, you can see it's a teen movie with Shakespeare over. But Larry Miller is there doing sort of the Eugene Levy dad role, but doing it very well.
Is there something Eugene Levy won't do?
What was that we saw in Blockbuster? Eugene, the new American Pie presents.
Yeah.
The Naked Mile, was that?
Yeah.
It? Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Is there something he won't do as like.
No.
Stuffy dad. Uptight.
Eugene, we've got an idea for you. No, run with me. It's called shaving Stifler's balls. If the script is good, I'm there.
What's it pay?
Eugene, we got this comedy in which you play a Nazi prison doctor who doesn't know he's a Jew. I could be in that.
Eugene, we want you to say what we're gonna just put some hip hop phrases on a cue card, and you read those off, and we'll just cut them in randomly throughout the film.
We're gonna put you in Barbershop 3. I could get jiggy on that.
I do like the girls with the bumps in the rump.
There's no script he'll turn down.
Yeah, he just says it's like awkward and lame as it's gonna be. He makes it funny, apparently.
I guess so.
I like Eugene Levy, but it's a little too much. I've had
that's a guy
of
who's
that.
Been in bad stuff.
Yeah, we've all seen enough of that act.
Yeah,
but in American Pie movies,
and the act doesn't change.
But what do you think in the American Pie movies though? Wouldn't you want to get like a hot teen star to come back?
No, all you can get to come back is Eugene Levy.
Like who's the guy? Who's the guy that was Sean William Scott can't come back?
He's like a one man police academy.
He really is
because like police academy. The more they made him, the less people would come back
right.
for him.
And it was like Bobcat Goldthwait and Bubba Smith.
It was like Tackleberry. And
Tackleberry would be in those.
Tackleberry and Bubba Smith, and that was about
it. Well, they had the captain. That guy was in all those.
You mean Punky Brewster's dad?
No, the other guy. The guy that was like the squad leader that they fucked with all the time.
Oh, yeah, they yelled at?
Yeah, the guy they yelled at. The like stuffy commandant.
He was Rizzo on MASH. Now you're going to make a look at this shit up.
Look it up. I don't care.
God damn.
Yeah, but Eugene Levy is like single-handedly keeping the American Pie movies.
Hold on, let me look up Eugene Levy's.
What was the movie where he literally was a rapper? Am I right about that?
Yeah, let me look at Eugene Levy here. Here we go. Yeah, they got a picture of him up. That's so terrible. From it's so bad.
You're on IMDb with Eugene Levy. Okay.
Okay.
Give us his resume.
Here's his recent filmography: Naked American Pie 5, The Naked Mile.
5.
Yeah.
I know that was
there
5.
There was Bandcamp as well.
But did I thought that was 4. Or that was 3.
Bandcamp was number... I don't know what that was.
What was American Pie... I'm sure he was in it, so you'll tell me.
He was in For Your Consideration, which is the Christopher Guest movie.
Okay, which I guess isn't good. Did you see it?
It was not as good as the other ones. It was still funny.
Because it sort of had some heat, and then it kind of died out, and I don't know.
It wasn't. That bit's kind of worn out, too.
Is it really? Okay.
But it had moments.
Right. I would like to see that.
You know what? That's a rental. You can watch it when it comes out.
Okay.
Amy wanted to see that. We saw it, and it was,
okay.
Over the Hedge.
He was a voice.
Because, the voice is how easy.
And you know who he was teamed with in that? I actually saw that at the theater. It was him and Catherine O'Hara as two squirrels.
Okay.
So he was doing the same shtick.
Oh, so he's with his little buddy.
Yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Okay, that's him and Steve Martin, who are often teamed.
Curious George.
Voice.
American Pie Presents Bandcamp.
Okay, that was American Pie 4.
Yeah. The Man with Samuel L. Jackson.
That's where he was acting like a white guy. Or acting like a black guy.
Yeah. and then he was in Greg the Bunny.
Yeah, TV show.
Yeah, and it was a whole 13 episodes.
That show had a lot of heat because it had like Eugene Levy and Sarah Silverman and then a bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, am I right? Was that Greg Daniels as well?
Maybe.
Click on Greg the Bunny.
All right.
We'll see if that. Who cares about fucking Greg Daniels?
I like Greg the Bunny.
No, I'm getting Greg confused. No, he wasn't Greg Daniels. I don't think.
No.
I'm getting Greg and Greg Daniels and Greg
but
the Bunny.
You know what? Actually, that's a DVD I recommend. That's a pretty good show.
You watched all the Greg the Bunnies?
I watched all of them. You know why? Because I didn't have cable for a while.
It was a great premise that it was a child's... it was from a kiddie show,
like
sock
Street.
Puppet. And when the cameras turned off, all the puppets were disgruntled and angry.
Sweet Knuckle Junction was the name of the show.
Yeah. It was sort of like a behind... It was like a... Yeah. Larry Sanders Show meets a kid's TV show, sort of.
In one episode, Count Blah banged Mary Lou Henner. And they showed him in bed with Mary Lou Henner. And she was like somebody's ex, one of the other puppets' ex-wife.
That's funny, but you don't have to watch that to laugh at that. But anyway. Okay.
Yeah. But I recommend that DVD.
Eugene Levy was in what else?
New York Minute.
Oh, yeah. He was Chase. He was the... he was trying to catch the Olsen twins, and he was the, like...
When that came out,
he was the truant officer because they were skipping school.
Here's a bit. Please send your letters and call and your calls and letters to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com because we wanted to do a commentary track.
Yeah, we were going to do a running. Now, you know what? That became, there's a website now where you can download fan commentaries for movies.
Yeah.
I don't know that ever really took off, but we had that concept.
We had that idea.
Never did it. Even rented shitty movies.
Yeah.
I rented that movie where Mandy Moore was like the president's daughter and she was running around Europe.
Was that first daughter?
No, it was the other one.
Okay.
It was Chasing Liberty, I think.
Yeah,
was that one.
Okay.
And then I also rented Honey with Jessica Alba as the hip hop dance instructor.
We could still revive that concept.
And we did those, planned on doing those.
You guys want to hear our hilarious commentary tracks?
Yeah. If anyone wants that, write in, and we'll do those for you. How's that?
Okay, New York, then American Wedding.
Oh, that was American Pie 3, okay. That's why I didn't get that.
He just did. They suck. Yeah. They suck so bad, the movie.
But even Allison Hannigan and Jason Biggs were in that, so.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Yeah.
Could he be in a worse movie?
Who's his agent?
Some motherfucker. A Mighty Wind, that's another Chris Guest movie. So he does like a Chris Guest movie
every
2 years.
And then an American Pie, and then a Steve Martin.
That's the one he'll do, like, he does those to be quality, and then goes back and does Bringing Down the House with Queen Latifah.
So I would say Bringing Down the House and The Man would be the two to rent.
Oh, my God.
I got to pull, you know what, I'm going to get those.
Wait,
and
it
I'm
keeps
pull
getting
those.
Better. Off Center.
Netflix, you're getting an extra $20 out of me this month. You
like
bastard.
Mike?
Fuck, I got to get that too then.
Replicate. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
AKA National Lampoon's Replicate. So obviously a sign of quality. National Lampoon.
The National Lampoon banner.
They're like the Canon Films of these days. Like they just put out like stuff that goes straight
to
video.
Was it Van Wilder 2 coming out? Or
it was Van Wilder.
Did it already come out?
Yeah, it was the guy from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
But the guy that was
got
Van
his own spinoff. No, yeah. Oh no! The
Van Wilder wasn't even in it.
No one else appeared in
Van
the movie.
Van Wilder. Who was the guy that played Van Wilder?
Van Wilder was the guy. I'm blanking on him. I was just complaining about how how radio guys don't ever know anything.
No, Van Wilder was the guy that
was with Alanis Morissette. Hold on. It was Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he's now an action star, so he can't do those anymore. So anyway.
So Cal Penn, who was in. Harold and Kumar.
Was Cal Penn's the Chinese guy or the Indian guy?
The Indian guy.
He was also the bad guy in Superman Returns.
Cal Penn, 2 years younger than me. I hate him.
Why is that?
Because he's successful and he's 2 years younger.
Well, you got a big podcast and you write for a free newspaper.
I know, but that's I write for
a... You got
a
girlfriend with large bosoms. Write, so what, yeah, do you, what do you... Well, what do you... What's the problem?
Well, thank you.
You got a great life.
Thank you.
I envy your life. Although I also have the podcast.
That's true.
I think bald men are sexy.
Thank you, Hunter.
And I have a show on W Fuck Off Radio.
Well, look at you. You got the love of juggalos. You've got illiterate wiggers all over the country.
I have, Corey, and I'm not kidding you. I have I have one of the hottest chicks I've ever known, like MySpace and me every minute.
The Rise of Taj.
Okay, that was the name of it. This chick is so hot, and I know her through, you know, Juggalos and all that stuff. This chick, Corey, super hot and has one leg.
What?
You want to see? I'll bring it up for you. You want to see it?
You got PJ's number? Because I think that might be.
I got a hot chick with one leg, Corey. I'm telling you, this is going to be. You want to? I'll bring it up. Give me a minute here. But yeah, a hot chick with one leg.
Really?
Is that good or bad? Does it make her more accessible? Does it make her hotter?
Well, it makes her more accessible from a physics perspective.
Yeah, she's got some underwear pictures. I'm not giving this out.
Are you kidding me? Let me see.
Yeah, she's got some underwear pictures up here. I don't want to.
Well, let me see.
I don't want to give out her.
Hold
on a second.
Don't give out her info.
Well, but, you know, people would. You could find a way to get this. I'm not going to tell you how, but anyway. I'm not going to tell you her name or anything, but there's a hot chick. You know, MySpace, it might be the slowest site on all of the internet.
Oh, well, it's clogged up.
It's so bad. All right, let me find this. Don't say her name, Corey.
Okay.
I don't know if you can even read it from over there. But I'm going to pull up her pictures.
This is unbelievable. One leg?
She's just one leg.
PJ Butland.
Okay, now, you kid, there's no picture of her with one leg, but here's a picture of her, like, in her underwear.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's pretty good.
It's like, how would you describe that? I would say that's a Lindsay Lohan, Avril Lavigne type.
Well, let me see another picture, and I'll
well, that's
I'll
her. I'm just giving
assessment.
You the full underwear shot. You want just a picture of her face, like a cute picture?
She's making, like, goofy pics.
What about that?
That's not bad at
all. That's cute right there, right? Nice eyes.
That's all right stuff.
Look at her.
She's making goofy
adorable.
Faces.
Adorable. So cute.
What's that ugly tattoo?
I don't know. That might be her tattoo. It might not be. I think it's a saw tattoo, so.
Okay, points off for that.
She's a juggalette.
That's very cute, though.
You got to love that,
what
dude.
Happened? Did Violent J hack it off with a hacksaw?
Did the hatchet man cut that off?
The hatchet man got her leg.
Oh, here's another thing. Here's a picture of me and Mia's Upchuck and her hanging out. Oh, here it is. There's me as Upchuck in her.
Wow.
A couple weeks ago. I'm completely.
What was.
How cute is she? Look at her.
You are a walking embarrassment. You know that?
I am.
What a clown suit.
Yeah. With a hot chick with one leg, you can see her crutches.
Oh, my God.
Look at her
tits. It's
like all up against me. She doesn't have prosthetics. She's on crutches.
Wow.
Unbelievable, huh?
How did she get this one leg?
I think she had cancer, according to her. I was reading her MySpace. Feel like I'm stalking this girl now, and I'm not.
Is it too late to put her in the Deadpool?
Oh, dude, come on.
What?
Come on. She's cute.
You know, she's anyway. A juggalette, cancer, high risk. She's into fat guys. She could get crushed under a fat guy. You never know. Fat guy could.
With only one leg, she wouldn't be able to, like, roll out of
no,
the way.
No, could crush the life out of her. That's very cute. I give it up.
Good-looking girl, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm not like I fucked her or something. She doesn't even. You know.
Yeah, well, you'll act like you did.
No, I don't do that.
You'll be like.
I'm completely.
Oh, yeah. Smell this finger. Buttermilk.
Come on, please, please, please.
That's very attractive. I like
it. She's a cute girl. I don't know. It's funny that the chick with one.
It offends women.
All right. All right, you know what we can do? We can take a break if you want. If we're ready, we're 38 minutes in. Let's tell everyone to remember the forum for all your death pool needs. We've been rapping about that for the last. We're going to post the
We're
going to
calm down about that, but it's.
It's very hot. And when
January's exciting time.
Now, everybody, because I think if it's 16 rounds minus Nigel's 4 times 9 people, there's 141 or something names. Would that be?
I might, you know, if you
on that debt and the fan death pool, ours has 100 and.
I feel like Nigel is getting the shaft, but he also didn't send in the.
He should have sent in 30 names. He only sent in 20. He sent them in right at the friggin' deadline, and the guy should have sent in more. And he would have. Well, he sent in 20, but because other people were picked, he only got 16.
If he can win at that 16, then good for him.
You know, he very well may. It only takes, you know, last year it took. 4 deaths to win the death pool. So anyway,
that's all it takes.
All right, so we got your death pool up there. Don't forget, you can contribute to the lunch fund if you'd like to send us a little money via PayPal.
Because I like food.
Because we like to eat. In fact, my stomach's rumbling right now. So, and if you don't want to, you know, you don't have to send a lot of money. Some people have sent very generously to it, and Some people haven't. So if you want to just send us a couple bucks, the PayPal link, you can also use a credit card with that link. Here's more Mickey Avalon. She used to make me rolling the dice. And we'll be back right after this.
Packed a pistol and a chain of St. John. A long Lincoln Continental took a boat near and far. We used to count stars while Mary tended bar. Liza's long-term love for Mary buried her last broad. Stuck her twice quick with an ice pick. Working on the night shift. Then took flight, need light so bright it hurt her eyes, so she cursed the skies, gripping the purse tight, bursting through the night with her hands washed clean of the murder scene. She moved to New York City, hung with hookers and fiends. Then one night she met Liza in the bar that she worked, serving appetizers in a button-down shirt. They got along together like high heels and short skirts. So Mary packed her bags and she became Liza's bird. Then I saw less and less of Liza, and the last that I heard to her, Mary murdered her. Roll the dice, every soul's got a price for a fee. Royalty, do things you won't believe. And kids in poverty, poor tricks and robberies. So do what you gotta do to get off the streets. Jesse moved to Hollywood to take his great chance, with a dream in his heart and a blade in his pants. Jesse waited tables in the fancy place on Robertson. When Dana Boss's daughter strutted in and spotted him, she said, "Hey little cutie, you're a beauty, follow me." And took him to all the best parties in the city. Introduced to the new producers on the scene. He did all he could to get his face on the screen. Jesse learned not to slouch with his ass on the casting couch and took it like a champ when they passed him around. He read script after script and sucked a whole lot of dick. But the only films that Jesse ever made were jackoff flicks. So one night he took the blade that he got from his pops, dragged it across his throat and left a note in the mailbox. Roll the dice, every soul's got a price for a fee. Royalty, do things you won't believe. And kids in poverty, more tricks and robberies. So do what you gotta do to get off the street. When she worked on the F in shiny black stilettos in a red leather bag, Heidi took the dough up front and went south. She would pick your pocket with your dick in the mouth. After she left the trick broke, she'd hit him up for a smoke, then count her loot and go shoot some coke. She was cute as a button, sweeter than a muffin, but Heidi slit your throat if you didn't pay her for her loving. Me and Heidi first met on Vine and Sunset. She was pouring sweat out the Corvette. She looked at me and cringed, said, "Hey, you over there, if you've got the syringe, follow me and I'll share." We went back to my room and used my harpoon, nodding off on the couch, watching cartoons. And when the sun went down, she said, "I'll see you around." The last I heard of Heidi, she had moved uptown, keeping the place tidy for some high-paying fool. One night she thought she was a fish and drowned in the pool. Roll the dice, every soul's got a price for a fee. Royalty, you think you won't believe. Robberies, so do what you gotta do to get something to eat. Roll the dice, every soul's got a price for a fee. Royalty, do things you won't believe. And kids in poverty, pull tricks and robberies. So do what you gotta do to get something to eat.
Back with you.
And that's the news. And traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah,
Corey
blah,
and Joel back with you after a long break of us.
Woo!
Sitting here not moving and going, "God, I wish the break was over so we could finish the show."
You know, one thing I complain.
Actually, that's a real. I like that Mickey Avalon.
Well, you know, that's less show we have to do because it was a long break.
Yeah.
one thing I was complaining about.
Well, let's play another Mickey Avalon song.
All right,
I'm kidding,
and here
I'm kidding,
we
I'm
go.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
Now we're going to play.
What are you saying? No, go ahead.
Here's a 7-minute James Brown song. We'll just play this. All right, still honoring the godfather of Manhattan. Sitting on his throne of funk.
got to pay back.
All right, this is set 7 minutes of that.
Yeah.
Because it's a groove. It ain't a stone groove. If it's like 2 minutes, you got to get in a groove. You know what I'm saying? Black people were much cooler back in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get them now.
Are they just crazy now? Yeah. Is it just all about the size of your automobile?
Pretty much.
Okay, that sucks. We're going to talk about this, though. Do you have anything?
Well, compare that. Compare. Here's the payback.
Okay.
All right, there's a little bit of that. That's cool. There's a group.
And who's a recent black thing you have in there?
Too much booty in the pants.
Compare those.
But isn't that a whole lot different than hot pants or something? Or Not I really. Feel good. Isn't that
no,
kind
hot
of
pants
isn't
is
this
about
like the evolution
pants.
Of
I guess so.
Popcorn or any of those?
Yeah. I guess this is all right.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like this, though. Now, this was when
but
rap.
But that beat is almost the payback there. I mean, that's a very.
Everything is it's all James Brown. Yeah. It's all soul. Now, this was when rap was great, though. This was when rap rolled.
What do you got here? Yeah. Yeah, James Brown would never be caught dead doing this.
No, this is when rap was king. Or queen, as the case may be.
This is Mike Lundy's intro music on the show that got horribly mangled. So.
And he was like, what is that shit? Because this came out before he was born.
Did it really?
No.
He's a young cat, though, man.
He's a young cat, yeah.
All right,
enough of that.
Yeah, James Brown, dead.
Yeah, didn't die in enough time to save me, but helped my respectability.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, we're talking about this. You know, I got over the holiday season, you know, the big video games, all the new games came out and stuff.
Yeah.
And while I failed to get the Nintendo Wii, which everyone is now...
No one can find that.
No one can find it. Yeah. That is the hottest thing. And the PlayStation 3, which cost $600.
My roommate found a PlayStation 3 at Best Buy.
Oh, did he buy one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at him like, are you nuts?
Are you fucking high as a kite?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Well, I picked up the Xbox 360.
Well, first of all, like, where's all your money coming from?
Didn't he just buy a big TV?
Yeah,
too,
I mean,
when you did?
Like a couple months before Christmas, he bought
he's got
a HD.
Crazy credit cards.
He's just got money coming out of the ass that he. Just,
I guess so.
I don't know what the hell.
Well, he lives in that house with you, and he certainly could be spending that on.
On a real, yeah, he's not.
I mean, nothing against your house, but
he's a
I mean,
guy. He's
you know.
A guy that doesn't give a shit, and like he just likes his room, and like that's
yeah.
You know, like.
Like, if he had money like that, I could see, like, you know.
I don't think he wants a house of his own because
right.
He doesn't want to.
Because I'm sort of like that. I have, like, a nice room full of stuff in my. But I actually own the house.
Right.
But I have to rent it out in order to afford it, though. At the same time, you know what I mean? I have roommates to afford it. So I'm more like your roommate who owns the house, who right. Isn't that guy. It's another.
No.
Anyway.
I got two roommates.
So anyway, so the guy. He
got a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I saw him. You know what? I went to Target. You called me from Target. And you're like, I see him there. I was in a different Target yesterday. I was at the Oakland County Target, the nice one. And tons of 60 gig PlayStation 3s available. Tons. At least a dozen.
Well, because it's $600 and no one wants.
And no one wants to pay it. And the Xbox 360, they've compared the games actually look better on the 360 in many cases.
Except for my fakakta roommate. And I looked at him like, what the fuck?
Well. Anyway, so I got the 360, and Corey and I have been happily playing. We beat the game Lego Star Wars 2, original trilogy, which was fun. I recommend that.
So I'm going to have to play the PlayStation 3, but I'm feeling the Xbox. I really...
You're enjoying Xbox 360.
I think for just a guy who likes video games and doesn't want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
I don't need the Wii. I don't need to be
motion sensitive. You don't need the controller that moves around.
I've been playing video games. We were talking about this when we were playing Lego Star Wars.
Yeah.
We estimate about 50 years of collective video game experience, right?
Well, we couldn't figure out what switch to turn on sometimes in that game.
Joel and I were running around for a half hour trying to get R2-D2 onto a cart.
Push this block here and move
C-3PO, yeah. And it was like, what is wrong with us?
There was some, there was some sort of weird thing. But that's a fun game with two people.
Yes.
With one guy, probably not so fun when you got to control all four guys. But I love Lego Star Wars, the original trilogy. We rented that and beat that in the rental window.
It was fun.
And I got Fight Night Round 3, which is fun.
Yeah.
We've beat each other up and on that.
I've beat the crap out of you.
But now I've been playing it for
now
like
you're
the
ready.
Last,
now you're
the
ready
last 5 days.
We'll rematch.
Okay. And I got some skills.
You can't hurt Oscar De La Hoya.
You know what's great about the Xbox 362 is you get all the demos you can download online and play demos of. Like, I've got 20 game demos.
Yeah.
Like, we played a little FIFA, and it was fine.
You know, I think what happened, though, is that they all came out with these new systems. Without games that you care about.
Yeah, and the games on 360 now are, like, real good.
Okay, like, the one must-have game is The Legend of Zelda on Wii.
Yeah, which I want to get because I'm a big Zelda fan.
Right, but, I mean, other than that, remember when the game came out, there was, like, Metroid and stuff that people wanted, and there's not these new systems.
Yeah, the
had,
new Mario on Wii will probably be real good, and I'll have to get that, but...
I can't name one PlayStation 3 game that's, like, a hot game.
No, they have that game Resistance Fall of Man, which is kind of like a Halo, but... You know, it's okay, but you go to Xbox 360, there's like a dozen first-person or third-person shooters. Yeah, but they're all good. I mean, you love that Lost Planet demo that I downloaded.
Yeah,
you had a great time. That game, that whole game comes out next week, so if you want to...
Right. but
we can rent that.
Now
and play
we
that.
Are aging quickly, and we should not be.
No, but I mean,
I found out actually that we're in the demo now. Now it's like the average video game age is 32.
Is us, yeah.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the Tomb Raider Legend demo, which is good.
It's Tomb Raider. It's all kind of old stuff. That's
yeah, but I like it. It looks cool. And Perfect Dark Zero, I picked that up on the cheap. And I it's not a great game. It's not as good as the old Perfect Dark, but I've had fun with
the
that.
The one
so.
Game, though, that every video game website and every
these
journalist
fucking,
and video game journalist,
yeah, quote
in quotation
unquote,
marks,
yeah.
And X-Play, those two nitwits on there,
yeah.
On G4.
Sure.
Have been blowing a load, blowing a steamy bunch of boy batter all over.
Yes,
this game Gears of War.
Yeah,
they've all said, "Oh my God, it will clean your car."
Yes,
it will actually do your taxes and reduce your cholesterol rating.
Yes,
you know it's like the greatest game
it
ever.
It vacuums the carpet and sucks your dick at the same time. It's
an
amazing game.
What this game will do.
And we rented it. Corey was like, let's get Gears of War. We're at the video store going, I don't know what I want to rent. Corey's like, let's get Gears of War because I was basically, it was the lesser of two evils because I didn't want to rent Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Well, that's a two-player game, though.
I know, but I just, that's
you
a little.
Joel didn't want to get dorky.
I'm not saying I won't play that in the future, but I was like, we had just played dorky, dork, dork with Star Wars.
Joel sits here practicing how to hide a penny behind somebody's ear. But if he plays a Marvel Comics game, he's a dork. I understand. That's fine.
Yes.
Joel's,
but
wait, now where's the Queen of Hearts? Is she in my hand?
She's anyway. At the bottom of the deck. Okay. Yeah. But we rented Gears of War.
Yes.
And I think we got 10 minutes in I wish I could have been recording that at the moment, but I think I said, fuck
you,
this
fat asshole.
Fuck this game. I'm taking it
Dildo.
Back to Blockbuster. I hate it.
Fuck you.
Now, we played it for probably another hour.
You lost your shit.
I hated that game so much.
Nothing funnier than like a frustrated, angry Joel. Like when you blow a fit, it's really
with
funny.
During the Lions games.
Oh, yeah. Like when the sex dice rolled under the table, we couldn't find it. You blew a fit.
That was a great show with Jerry. Speaking of that, when are we getting the report from Lauren?
I got to get that copy of that.
You work on that for next week. Okay, but back to
we were watching the Lions game one time.
Oh, that's true.
And Fernando Bryant got hurt. He fell down. He stood up.
He was walking to the sidelines
and just fell over. And
he didn't get hit. He was walking to the
sidelines. And he's always been injured. Oh, because of China shop, he's perpetually breakable.
Yes.
And Joel got so he and ripped the armrest off his chair. It was unbelievable.
And now I have no armrests on either chair. I just removed them permanently. I actually like it with no armrest now, but yes, I tore the and I threw it across the room. I tore the armrest off the chair and threw it across the room.
So mad.
Because I was so pissed at the Lions this past season.
It was
so
classic.
But Gears of War pissed me off so bad. And here's the thing. We got into it.
Shut up! 50 years ago,
he started yelling.
It wasn't quite that bad, but okay. it was not good. I definitely lost my cool. Here's the thing with that game. We played it for ultimately a couple hours. We got to the end of like level one, so we were 20% in the game that we finished. We played it co-op, split screen. Here's the problem with the game. It's very confusing. You have no idea where the enemies are coming from.
Yeah.
The enemies kind of look just like your guys oftentimes.
Yeah. But see, Joel, it's extreme.
It's extreme. Everything's hardcore and
Everyone
says the F word every minute.
Yeah. All the guys look like Jesse Ventura from The Predator.
Yeah. I ain't got time to bleed. That's all. That's a lot of that.
All these huge, thick, adenoidal sons of bitches.
Badass steroid guys running
around. I'm a badass.
And then,
the one gun has a chainsaw. Instead of a bayonet, it's a chainsaw. Yeah. So if they run up at you, you got a chainsaw, guys.
And all of the level design is just one rubbly building after another. It's one shade of gray on top of another.
Yeah, sure.
No, I mean, we spent a good 20 minutes after that one point going, where do we go now? And we had no idea where to go.
No.
And we were running around this courtyard, and we ended up going through a door, but through another door.
I think it's realistic, Joel.
Yeah, but, you know, at least fucking just tell me where to go. It's fine.
I don't need the wheel reinvented. I've been playing video games a long time. There's a certain video game logic in which doors are bright green and flash.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Something's glowing.
There's an arrow on the floor.
So you know what to do. Because you go, oh, that thing's glowing.
And you have that girl in your ear that's giving you tips on what to do, sort of like Halo has.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as Halo. It's not. I mean, I thought Halo 2 kind of sucked. I was disappointed with it. Halo 1 was real good. It's fine, yeah. And it's a rental, and I'm sure when we get done with this show, we'll play some more. But
here's what's
I don't love it, and I wouldn't spend $60 on it under any circumstance.
Well, you're always getting shot, and you got to duck under cover.
Yeah, and it uses this whole cover system, which it's different, and it separates it from different. But ultimately, it just becomes a first person shooter where you stand instead of run.
You can't run around and shoot people. You got to hide and shoot them.
Yeah, and that works, and. For what it is, but it gets very old after a while because you're running, and sometimes he ducks are undercover when you don't want him to. And
it's, but they're, don't you understand, Joel? They're extreme.
They're badass motherfuckers.
They say shit and stuff.
God damn it, we're fucked now. They say shit like that in there, and it's okay. It's just not.
Yeah.
And it looks great, and then, but like, it also is one big shade of gray. Yeah. It's not
when your obnoxious gay lieutenant gets killed, he's immediately replaced by another asshole who's annoying on your squad.
A big bleach blonde guy. Yeah,
yeah. Just there's a big giant brother band.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Gears of War. It's okay. I get what people like about it, but at the same time, I'm sure other people have been as frustrated with it as we were.
I think,
and nobody's either. People don't say anything, or
I think it shows the mentality of video game players and fans.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree.
It's like that's what they think is a good game.
Yeah,
not a game that's like clever and clearly laid out.
I like games where I can sort of take my own pace. If it takes me a while to beat it, that's okay. You know, I don't know. It's just not.
I've always had games that like Oddworld or something where like you really have to kind of think about what you're doing in it.
Platformer and you know,
games where the puzzles are complicated and take a while, but not to the point where you're annoyed. Like, I can't flip this goddamn switch. What's wrong?
The Lego Star Wars had some annoying shit in there that was like
badly designed. There was one point where Luke fell off a platform, and I couldn't get him off. And like, but you were still on the other side of the screen.
We were on Endor in Episode 6.
And we had to turn it off.
We had to literally do
off.
A whole 40 minutes of the whole speeder bike.
I mean, that's like Atari crap.
Yeah.
If you're spending money on a new system.
It glitched out and there was no way to get Luke back on the platform.
If you're spending $500 on a new video game system, I don't want Luke falling off a platform and I can't get back up there.
Well, and ultimately I have to say I got the PlayStation 360 or the Xbox 360, the deluxe version, the good version of the Platinum. I got a $100 rebate on it from Micro Center, so I should be getting that money.
Yeah.
So I really only paid $300 for it, which is what I played for my PlayStation 2, which I still like and stuff. So it's worth the money. I'm very happy with my
If I was going to get one, the 360 purchase. Would make the most sense to me.
And if anyone wants to play the 360 against me, just put your gamer tag on the forum or send us an email with it, and I'll hook it up. If anyone's playing 360. I'm playing right now Fight Night and Gears of War, and we can just do voice chats in that, too, because you have a little headpiece.
I just wanted to ask a question right now. Are there any women listening to the show?
Yeah.
Any women who aren't having sex with me?
No. I think Kim's probably listening.
Oh.
You're not having sex with her, are you?
Well, not that you're aware of.
I'm not having sex with her. So anyway, but yeah.
Not having sex with Kim.
Although that was true when we were together, too.
Oh!
Oftentimes, for longer stretches. Anyway.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they
say? Bros before hoes.
They do say that. Thank you very much.
Oh, but you know what? Gears of War, though, it brings up something on this movie that it just came out on DVD.
What's that?
That I reviewed this week, because it didn't come out in the theaters in Detroit. Idiocracy.
Yeah?
This is the new Mike Judge movie, and it's out now on DVD.
Okay.
Available. And it's kind of like Gears of War taken to the farthest extreme. The premise is Luke Wilson gets locked in a hibernation chamber by the army, and he's supposed to be in there for like a year and ends up 500 years in the future.
Okay.
And everybody is completely retarded in the future.
Okay.
It's like everybody speaks this like mutt language that's like part redneck, part cholo, part hip hop. And he speaks to them in a regular voice and it sounds faggy. They all think they keep calling him a fag. Because he said, and it's like everything's it's like Jerry Springer culture to the extreme. So they're so retarded, like their plants are dying because they're watering it with Gatorade.
Yeah,
like it's like a sports drink.
Like, and they're too dumb to know how to water a plant in the future.
Yeah, and the president's like this big wrestler guy, and he's like, well, I'm gonna kick some ass, and it's like. It's kind of like Gears of War in a movie form. It's like
right. Well,
the number one show is called Ow My Balls, and it's just a guy getting kicked in the nuts.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yeah,
You know what?
You'd watch Ow My Balls.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? We got
the number one movie's called Ass.
We got to get that Celebrities as Cop show tonight. That's on CBS.
Oh,
so we
TiVo
sure
that.
That.
You TiVo the White Rapper show, right?
I did get the White Rapper show.
Gonna have to break that down for the
apparently
show.
Apparently, ICP is making an appearance later in the season, so I'll have to watch that.
I watched a couple minutes of it. Exquisite.
Did you? Okay.
VH1 does this thing.
Well, you watched it was the audition show, right?
You know what VH1 does?
What's that?
They'll show a thing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that's going to make a premiere in primetime.
Yeah, they do that. They'll give it to you early, which is nice.
Like when my friend Josh was on Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
He went and got this suit, and like they did a photo shoot for his magazine that never ran.
Yeah.
He's the editor of a magazine, and they like did a photo shoot of the girls, and he's like, I'm not putting that shit on my... He ran it on like one page. It's supposed to be a cover. He's like, I'm not putting that crap on my cover. I just wanted to get on TV. He was on Flavor of Love. And then there's that unwatchable I Love New York show.
Yeah, the chick from Flavor of Love. Which
now
is...
people on reality shows are getting their own like spinoffs.
Spinoffs. Well, Flavor Flav was that. He was on Surreal Life. Then he was dating Bridget, and that was a show. And then Flavor of Love was...
Strange Love.
He lost Bridget, and then he had to get his own show.
You're talking about two incoherent nonsense people just talking to each other.
But, I mean, like, who won't people want to date on a show? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, like, who's...
How about Win a Date with Joel Fragamenti?
Well, fucking whatever.
Let's do that show.
Am I less appealing than Flavor Flav?
Well, you know what's less appealing than Flavor Flav?
You can line up all of the regular Corey and Joel hoes, and I'll date one of them.
The only difference between you and Flavor Flav is the millions of dollars
in
his bank
account. Well, that's true. I mean, you could line up Cherry Brooklyn and Nadia and Penny and all these hoes, and I'll go out with one of them, and Jackie and Andrea and all them.
First of all, we're gonna have to get like a search team. You know that show Cold Case?
We'll have to hire a private and get investigated.
Yeah, it's a cold case file on Jackie and Andrea.
Who knows where they went?
They just...
But you know, like, I mean, like, who won't like why not a Roger Ebert dating show at this point?
Well, because he's married to a big fat black woman.
He's 300 pounds and dying of cancer, and yet, you know, why isn't he more appealing than Flavor Flav? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, who won't?
Roger Ebert's got some money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's just bizarre that that was a show that people watched. Because the premise of a reality show is there got to be a little sliver of reality. I mean, just a touch. Give me a fucking... Tickle my balls with reality.
The whole thing was like Flavor of Love 2.
Right.
Was it was like he was so in love with the girl from the first Flavor of Love that he's got to meet girls again.
Ugh.
You know? It was like, well...
Like even like a show like Viva La Bam, which is completely bullshit.
Yeah.
At least there's some, you know, like guys are getting hurt for real and stuff. And
how many Bachelors have they done now?
Oh, 8 billion Bachelors.
You know what they could do? They could do every one of those shows with a dating show. Why don't they do one where they put all the people who were on the dating shows and like fell in love and broke up? Like all the couples from The Bachelor.
Right, well, the one Ryan and Trista got married, The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And
that was it.
But that was from The Bachelorette. He wasn't The Bachelor. She was The Bachelorette.
Right, Rob and Amber.
But she was the loser on Bachelor.
Yeah.
So it was a spinoff of that. No, the new show is Rob and Amber, and Rob wants to become a professional gambler. That's on Fox Reality coming up. So
wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
And they're in Vegas, and he's losing all their money, and she's pissed at him.
If I was like an old comedy writer,
yeah,
you know, like if I was a guy that was like, I worked on Taxi.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate
pissed?
My
yeah.
life. Because they're out of work because...
But you know what? We know comics that...
Some stupid chotch.
But we know comics that worked on reality shows, though. So in a sense, it's just a different avenue.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're an old writer, you're pissed. But we know guys who produced that game show thing that we loved that honestly was truly great. Game Show Marathon. That was produced by a guy from Detroit.
It's great and stupid.
Oh, that was brilliant, though. I loved every second of that.
Yeah.
Watch that. No one else watched that, but we did.
So. We did. Ricky Lake...
Brandy Roderick.
The best was watching Leslie Nielsen be bad at the games. It's the best part of that. It's like watching Leslie Nielsen just not know how to play Plinko.
No, it was Leslie Nielsen and his manager playing Beat the Clock.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrific. That was a fucking great show. Now don't remind me of that. Now I'm sad. Yeah, you just did it.
What?
The show's
you're
not
sad?
On anymore. I love that show.
Well, look, I know another...
I'm sad now.
I know another show we love that we'll never see again.
What's that?
That you're going to be sad about?
I'm going to go home with a fucking heart.
Now you're pissed. Now, where's the fucking Oksana Bayo reality show? God damn, you have no idea how huge that would be. The Oksana.
When are you going to ask me to go out with you?
Any minute now.
Oh.
Maybe we should
That's
do that.
A lot of toilet paper.
Maybe we should do the Oksana Bayou reality show, you and I.
It's amazing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
No.
Of course not.
Me and you, here's the thing. We get the powerhouse that is Electric Eel Entertainment and Harry Barbarian behind us. He's got money.
I mean, the man behind Sampler X.
The man behind Sampler X.
You know what I don't have in the new computer? The Harry Clips.
You know what? I'm not giving you that goddamn Into Lewinsky song. Never again will that be heard on this show. First of all, I've taken Sampler X
Into Lewinsky.
Okay, here's the way I actually broke this down, and I hope you're okay with this. I'm going to make an announcement here. Don't get dicky at me. Don't get mad at me. I've stolen Sampler X for the Funhouse with Upchuck the Clown.
Oh.
So the Sampler X character.
I don't know.
I listen, if you want to fist fight over it, but.
Here's a. You can
the
also
Sampler
steal.
X character, I think I'm going to take. We can have Hortense, the sock puppet of low self esteem.
Okay.
We can have that character.
Feel free to steal Gary Tyson, Jim McClane, some other dog guests we've had on. You can have Cass from.
I love Cass. What are you talking about?
She was terrible on the radio.
17 years old. What do you want?
Sure.
She had both
legs. I'm going to let you have RoboCam on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
You can have RoboCam on
that
RoboCam
show.
You can
have
RoboCam
on that show. Sure.
Well, No, but I Sampler X has made an appearance on the Funhouse.
And how did the Juggalos like that? You know what that movie Idiocracy is like? It's like if the Juggalos ruled America.
Stop with the Juggalos.
No,
stop
it is.
With the Juggalos. Stop.
It's the stupidest bastards you've ever
seen. You've been on the Funhouse a couple times, so.
Bunch of semi-literate tattooed ingrates running around drinking Mountain Dew and Faygo. Just, you know what the thing in the movie was? They were like, the theory was that stupid people procreate faster than smart people.
Well, that might be some truth to that.
And they showed like the family tree of this hillbilly and then like the smart couple. And the smart couple never had a baby and the hillbilly just plopped them
this
out.
This is just peeking out at me here. And I know some people had funny death pool list guys.
Sure.
Number 40 on Joseph Zhu's list was John Tortolot's comedy career.
Ah!
So that's pretty inside if you listen to the John Tortolot show. But why he hates John Tortolot, I have no idea. I mean, he's...
We had John on one time.
He did the live show once, and people say he ate it on that. And I don't know if that's true or not.
He probably did.
I don't know.
Here's my thing, though. John Tortolot is like my litmus paper, or my, I call him my canary in the coal mine. whenever a booker tells me, like, I don't know if you're right for that room, I ask if John Tortolot's been there.
Yeah.
And if John Tortolot's been to any room in America and the place didn't catch on fire,
right?
Then I'm fine.
Yeah, John has one of the more offensive acts you'll ever see. Yeah.
Somehow I'm offensive. And I'm like, John
You
Tortolot,
are completely, your stand-up is completely offensive.
But John Tortolot talks about, like, pooping and stuff.
But you're offensive. You don't, okay. People will be offensive of, you know, the Native Americans because they're never there and they'll do poop jokes and stuff like that. You actually go after people that are right in the room.
Well,
you actually offend the audience that's live right there in front of you. It's not like you're just making generalities about Jews or blacks.
Sure.
You're actually insulting the fat old white lady right in the front row.
Well, she deserves
it. Well, you know what? But that's a dick move.
No, but it's also called funny. And,
well, it's funny to
I
you.
Could farm in the same jokes that I've been doing since 1998.
Who does that? Do you want to call somebody out on doing
some
that?
Some people I've seen do comedy.
Oh, fuck you stupid asshole.
Yeah.
Fine.
But
show's
John,
over.
John Tortolot.
See you next week, people.
John Tortolot can go and do clubs, and I, come on.
John has a very offensive act. I think John's act is funny.
Remember when John first started, he was like, I want to do this bit about the toilets overflowed, and he would do that at the start
whoever
of his act.
Fucked up the bathroom.
Yeah, who left a mess in the bathroom, and we're like, can you try not do that for five seconds?
Yeah. Yeah, you open with a shit joke. It's never a sign of a good comic.
And then there's the new guys that are all, and they got all their materials about AIDS and stuff.
There is a cut of guys that hang out at Club Bart who every joke is, weird references to things that nobody cares about.
Look, I wish fat old women would stop coming to comedy clubs and I'd be
but
fine.
But that's who's there.
Oy.
That's who you're fucking playing to, man.
I know.
That's
your AIDS material works for them?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Do something else.
There's all these young guys that are up there doing AIDS, Hitler, Hitler.
You're very funny, but you don't know your audience, and you're often offending them.
Yeah, fuck them.
I mean, if you're in front of college kids, then go for it. But, sometimes you need to have material. And I'm not saying you have to just,
How about if I did magic tricks? Would that help?
You know what? Fuck off. I did magic tricks once for a girl with really big tits.
Yeah.
On stage, and I didn't even do it right because I was distracted by the size of her tits. And Bill Bouchard came on stage and followed me and made fun of me.
Really?
So that went down in flames. I haven't done magic.
It's a travesty of a mockery of a sham of a mockery of a travesty of two mockeries of a sham.
Can our boy Scooter do magic tricks? Nobody even knows Scooter.
I've never even seen Scooter's magic.
Okay, so
no.
Scooter's a good magician.
Well, I've seen Scooter do comedy, so maybe he should do magic.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, maybe he should do magic if you don't like his comedy. But then again, you don't like a lot of people's comedy.
I'm a hater. What can I tell you?
Do you want to get into Dane?
No, I don't look Dane Cook. Don't
well,
like
you
Dane.
Know, we got Joseph Zhu who wrote and says, do you want to, can you get help me with a paper about Dane Cook?
Yeah, why? Well,
and before we could even respond, apparently he was on the phone with Russ Brown.
That's the best part.
Which was like, what the fuck is that all
Russ
about?
Russ told me, he's like, yeah, I talked to one of your listeners. I'm like, how did you talk to one of our listeners? And because Russ, like, I gave my number. I like
well,
to, Russ was literally said, I like to talk.
He's like a woman, that guy. He loves to talk
so
much.
He will eat your cell phone minutes up.
All right.
So Russ gave him all the answers. And I said, I emailed Joseph and I said, look, I don't know what I don't know what I could say that would be different from Russ's
right.
opinion. Because I'm sure
it's not even. Here's the thing with Russ. Like, I would have given it Joseph. And I still will. Joe, if you want me to answer, mm-hmm. I will. I'll write you back, whatever. I'll give you a very succinct thing about Dane Cook. But Russ talked for so long, I'm sure.
Russ filibustered.
Somewhere it's in there. Somewhere the 2-minute answer I would have given him was in Russ's 2-hour filibuster. So I don't think there's any need for me to respond to that.
If this show ever goes to 3 hours, we'll put Russ back on.
If you ever need to pad, it's like, hey, it's Russ Brown. Oh.
Russ likes to talk, man. I don't know.
He's like a woman.
I like Russ.
Anyway, speaking
Russ
of talking.
Is my, but Russ has kids, so you never get him anywhere. Yeah. He never goes anywhere.
We're not going to be like Russ. We're going to stop talking because we're going to end anything else you need to cover. Because we sort
is this
doing
the show,
it.
Really?
Yeah, because you know we hadn't done really a show. We took a week off during the holidays. You came back with Death Pool. Then that got fucked up. We did sort of a little bit of a makeup on that.
Sure.
This is a lot of stuff to cover. There's a lot of our lives that passed by and things went down and you know.
I just want to say I'm proud of you.
For what?
I'm proud of you.
Me?
I'm proud of our listeners.
Yeah.
Proud of all of us.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
look at
I really
you.
Am. Yeah.
What, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here where you call me a douchebag.
No, you know who I'm not proud
of? Are you proud of me because I'm a greasy wop sleazeball? Is that it?
That's exactly
See,
it.
See, I'm wondering, where is the rope?
No, I think, look, I bust on you. I'll never understand the Juggalo thing.
Okay.
I just busted on your act, and I feel bad that I transgressed the line. But I'm proud of you that we've held this thing together for 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 years in like 2 months. And
I'm not proud of other podcasters.
Oh, we're going to go into this.
We've
now.
Gotten off that topic, but I
think it's coming back.
I think in light of the new year, it's time to reevaluate.
2007, we kick some podcaster ass.
I think it's time to reevaluate what's going on out there. Because this thing has gone, this business, and it's not a business unless you make money.
No.
This hobby, fad, whatever you want to call it, has gone through some changes.
Right.
And I think it's time we start reevaluating and we start putting foots in asses.
Well.
What do you think?
I think we could rededicate ourselves.
I'm going to start. I stopped caring. I got apathetic. You know, it's like the Lions. You know, people stopped caring about the Lions, and now
and we did
they'll
few,
never change.
We did the trucker whatever
right.
podcast.
We haven't done
podcast
sucks in a while.
But we didn't even get a lot of reaction to the last couple ones we did.
You know why we never get reaction to the message board? To the bonus club.
Well, yeah, we do bonus features, and sometimes we don't really hear if they were good or not, and then
you know
we
what?
Don't know to do them again. And
get on that damn mailing list and feedback.
Well, we did get when we watched porno while eating Burger King, that got a good reaction.
I'm
I know
shocked
people
by
enjoyed that.
That
but
really,
you know, who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna get out
our
of
review
here.
Of Big Bumpin' the video game.
I don't that one. I don't think people enjoyed as much. But
the one segment called Food Fight where we almost killed each other about 4 times.
Well, you won't agree to rules and a way of governing a game. that games need to have rules. That's why Death Pool has rules that I put together. I sent out a goddamn giant email to everybody and put together the Death Pool, and all you do is
you
sit there and laugh and play your goddamn computer songs and fucking drops. I'm so upset now. I'm going to throw something at you, goddammit.
He gets so mad about food fight.
You know what? Because you won't fucking agree that the snowball is better than the fucking Cheez-It, and then it becomes a big fight that whatever you pick would win, and that's not the way it works.
I think we had snowballs. That was.
I don't know.
We need an impartial judge on that show. Anyway, I'm going to say
you,
this right
you,
now.
You
podcasters, get ready because I'm coming back for you.
Anyway. Well, let's get out of here.
All
right. 73 minutes. It's plenty for this week.
Is that it? Really?
I'm starving. I got to go get some food. Now we're talking about.
Really? You're cutting the show 6 minutes short because you're like, I don't know. I got to get
you. Well, that's 6 minutes off the weighted Burger King. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on.
You know who needs to take 6 minutes off their life?
Who's that?
That would be Estelle Getty.
All
right, why are you waiting around
for her to die? So
God
anyway.
Damn.
Fans, if you played in the death pool, thanks to all the fans that played. We'll have that list up on the forum or whatever. You'll see that. And don't forget to give money to our lunch fund so I can go to
Let's
Burger
see.
King.
Margaret Thatcher, Bill Walsh, Jack Kevorkian, Zsa Zsa, Tom Snyder, Soupy Sales, Evil Knievel. A lot of your list got picked.
Yeah, most of our list got poached. Because
nobody took
names.
Roy Scheider.
Well, people don't know.
I think
you.
People were stupid to not take Linkletter. I think that was a good pick of yours. But
anyhow, let's get out of here. Play more Mickey Ave. I'm trying to close this thing 8 times, and Corey will not
stop.
You
just can't wait.
It's the show that won't die.
You got, like, whoppers on the mind or something. You're like, I got to get out of here. And
I feel like maybe a pizza tonight. I don't know. But anyway, let's...
He's feeling saucy tonight, kids. Well, all right.
Thanks for listening,
show.
Everybody, and thanks for playing along. And I was a stupid dickhead for fucking up last week's show, and I'm sorry. But hopefully this made up for a little bit, and the fan death pool will see.
What are we looking forward to in 07, Joel? We got big things
coming 07. We've got big things going on. It's We're going to do a live circumcision on the show. That's coming
That's
up soon.
That's going to be excellent.
That's going to be great.
Excellent.
And then Corey's going to wrestle an alligator. He's been working on that.
I'm going to alphabetize my CDs on the show. It's going to be great. Yeah, what else? Oh, I'm going to talk about my vagina and my new puppy. I'm going to do that. So it's going to be a big year. No, coming up, scheduled tentatively on the show, we've got a roast.
That we're going to do sooner or later.
Reworking that again.
And we'll do another live show, maybe an anniversary show.
Our two-year anniversary show is going to be coming big.
And we're going to have that and all
kinds
of stuff.
And exciting February events that I don't want to spoil just yet.
Various ghouls in the hot tub who will never talk to us again.
Yeah,
and,
what's
going to
happen
stuff.
Is... Yeah, people will come over, get in the hot tub, and disappear.
We've got new guests, though, that are coming up that we've not had. I even booked a guest today that's never been on the show before.
We'll have
so a lot of people want some fresh guests, not just the guests from the past.
All the stuff you like and more.
Exactly. So let's get out of here. All God right. damn it, play that Mickey Avalon.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Oh, this has a little build-up, so now we can talk.
Oh.
See, if you would have played this.
Oh. Get on the mailing list.
Get on the mailing list and send us money to lunch fund.
Lunchbox.
You're all upset now.
Send us a letter to email at CoreyJoelRadio.com.
And we'll see you later.
Be our friend on MySpace.
Goodbye. Who prowls but won't growl before I'm going to bite. Street lamps light the way as I stray past the corner liquor store and the penny arcade. Juiced on bennies and hard lemonade. I boost so many sweets, I've got tooth decay. Who say that Mickey can't rock it right? Been up for 2 days straight and 3 nights. I wear my lead tight and tape it at the bottom. I bought them at the swap meet in Spanish Harlem. So if you got a problem, you know where I'm at. Lurking in the garden with snakes.